El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we are here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And I've got just an itsy-bitsy piece of news to report. Now, we've been throwing information back and forth today.
And are you talking about the new show?
Well, it's not really the new show, the relaunch of the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. You have to, Phil, I talked to David about that. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, well, you see, it's all right for her, not all right for me.
Because it's all right for her, okay?
It's all right for me, bud, because I speak English. I've told you this before. I speak English, not ape.
Yeah, see, that's an insult.
Yeah, you shouldn't let us say that.
Margaret.
Well, I speak English, not ape. What's your problem?
Don't say that he speaks ape. You know, it's just that you're more conversant.
Yeah, more conversant, thank you. I don't speak ape. Now, bud, I'll give this to you. There are very few that speak ape. You do. Use your skill in ape to...
What do you want me to do? Go to the Appalachians and teach kids how to read?
Shut up.
Now, Phil, as I was saying, I think that you should be much kinder to yourself. When you roll this information out, you know that it has a way of becoming fact. So don't say anything you don't want to say.
All right, well, in keeping with what it was you just... I know where you're going with that. We had a discussion today on the relaunch of the Phil Hendry Show. As you know, the 24th is our last day here on Talk Radio Network. And it's looking now like we're going to begin the new show very, very shortly thereafter. So the idea that we might have wanted to take a week off or maybe even two as we continue to retool some things technically, that may not be the case. We may just jump right into it. Because I know that's what you would like. It is something that I'm sure our affiliates would like. It is something I'm sure that our advertisers, everybody, the only one that doesn't like it is me. And that's because I want to take the week off and go and see a chick in Florida.
Hey.
Thank you.
A chick in Florida.
Not a chick. A very, very nice, special woman. All right. So we're going to give you all that information. As I said, I had some emails going back and forth today, and we are doing a press release this week that will be within that press release will be all the information that that you require. And if you read the headline on our homepage tonight, it says Phil working on 33 hours without sleep. As you know, I suffer from insomnia, and when I say suffer from, I shouldn't say that because it's not. I do suffer, but I don't want to. It's not like I'm on a chain gang or something. You know, I have it. And
is it bad?
Yeah, it's bad. But now I'm okay. I'm on the air now, and I'll probably start babbling, and nothing's going to make sense. But when does it?
Yeah, I was going to say, what a difference is. What difference does that make?
Would you not laugh that way?
No. I've decided I'm going to laugh the way that I laugh.
Really?
Yeah, you're going against the grain now.
Why should I change the way I laugh?
I don't mind you laughing, bud. It's the way that you accentuate it.
Yes, you try to provoke with the laugh.
How?
You know full well how.
No.
You go, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You, that's what you do, bud.
Yeah, because that's how I laugh.
No, that's not how you laugh. You laugh, you have a high-pitched laugh. Yes, I get that. Okay?
You have a high-pitched laugh, but then what you do is you give it, you almost put some extra rocket fuel into it.
What? What are you talking about?
Will you listen to me? You go like this, you go, hoo-hoo-hoo, and then comes the hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
That is not organic. That is something you do on purpose.
What do you mean about organic?
In other words, bud, that's not how you laugh. When you go hoo-hoo, you're trying to piss people off. Don't do it.
Well, I'm trying to be organic about it.
What do you mean about organic?
I just explained it to him. What is it with you guys?
You shouldn't have to explain this. Just go on with the show. I'm telling you, bud, if I hear you go hoo-hoo-hoo, I don't mind that. But when I hear the hoo-hoo...
Now, what are you talking about?
What?
What specifically is she talking about?
When...
I'll do it, Phil. At the end of your laugh, you go, ha-ha-ha, hoo-hoo.
Okay, so I go, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yes, right there.
Yeah, what if I go, hoo-hoo-hoo?
I'm going to kick his...
Come on, now.
Did you see the article, by the way, Bud, about the woman that beat the man to death with a stiletto heel? Did you see that?
What? You're making that up.
No, she's not making it up. It's true. It's true. All the things that Margaret has threatened you with, now it's come to pass. Now it has actually come to fruition. Now we have an actual real thing, bud. A woman beat a guy to death with a stiletto heel.
What are you talking about? Did she stab him?
Oh, quit being a baby.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. She beat the guy to death with her high heel.
A lot of guys like that, though.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. What do you mean a lot of guys? A lot of guys are weird, and they dig the sexual idea of a woman stepping on them. Okay.
Oh, that goes without saying. That's a long-standing... Oh, everyone knows that. But what this woman did...
What do you mean everyone knows that? Have you ever done it?
That's none of your business. What this woman did is she took off the stiletto heel and did what I've only dreamed of doing, something that I... Well...
Boy, Margaret put her hands together as if she was praying.
That's exactly right, because if God answered my prayers... Well,
better not say it. She'd drive one of those stiletto heels right into your face, bud.
You're crazy.
That's exactly right.
All right, so anyway, that was the story. But let's move on, because I could care less. All right. World-famous Phil Henry Show here tonight. And we're online at philhenryshow.com. The worldwide intergalactic headquarters of the Phil Henry Show is at philhenryshow.com, where we have all of our audio. Our audio is archived. Our video is archived there. We also have our news comment section. We have all of our webisodes are there, whether they are animated webisodes, whether they are the podcasts of the Milwaukee Lions, whether we have our daily classic podcast. Every single day you can log on and get a classic podcast, which we deliver unto you. And then, of course, we have our daily show podcast, which is like what we're doing right here. And then you can listen the next day. And I had a guy today saying...
The guy on the East Coast.
Yeah, there was a guy on the East Coast saying, hey, Phil... When are you guys going to get the show up? And I said, we are actually 4 hours earlier in getting the show posted every day than we used to be, but it does take a fair amount of manual effort. And here's the thing. The posting of the podcast is now 8 a.m. on the West Coast, but that's 11 a.m. on the East Coast. So it's definitely not a very early posting for our East Coast friends. The good news is that when we relaunch, that's going to change, and we're going to be able to get closer and closer and closer to airtime with the launching of our podcast. So just kind of filling you in on some of these things, and I hope, oh God, I hope that it all goes according to plan. Margaret Gray.
Thank you, Phil. We do have entertainment news. The CBS sitcom, The Big Bang Theory, has led comedy winners at the critics. What are you doing?
You forgot this.
Let me... Out of my face.
What are you sticking it in her face for, bud?
That's just, you know.
I know it's there. Would you enter...
All right. Margaret Gray.
Thank you, Phil. The CBS sitcom, The Boom Bang Boo.
Uh-huh.
Don't you laugh at me, you ass. You're the one...
But you're the guy sticking copy in people's faces, bud.
Again.
Okay, Margaret.
Do it again, would you mind?
Margaret Gray.
Thank you, Phil. CBS... God, I hate you.
I'll do it. CBS sitcom on a Big Bang.
Go ahead, here. I'd love him to do it.
Are you sure?
Yes, go ahead. I've got to go to the toilet. I've got to change my pantyhose. I'm sorry.
Okay. You all right?
Yes, I'm all right. What, do you want to come with me?
No, I don't. Go on. And hi, folks. Welcome to the show. Do it, bud.
Thanks a lot, Phil Henry. CBS sitcom on a Bang Theory... theory led comedy winners on a Critics' Choice television. And another thing, Breaking Bad, that was a show that was really good, and Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, man.
Game of Thrones won the top prizes for drama and everything. Mad Men and Homeland didn't get anything, and no one cares. And then a movie about a gay man, Liberace, or however you say.
Liberace.
Well, it says Liberace.
I don't care if it says Liberace. Liberace.
Well, how do you know?
Because that's the way it's pronounced.
Yeah, I split the difference. Well, yeah, if you split the difference, it's Liberace.
It's Liberace.
Liberace. And Behind the Candle Blah won the best mini something, and Michael Douglas, he just acted just like Liberace. All gay and everything, even though he's straight. And
give me that, will you? Get out of here.
Sit down, man.
Well, I did it as good as she did it.
Give me that. I'll read it. Even though he's straight. HBO film Behind the Candelabra.
Yeah, Behind the Candelabra is Liberace's hand.
Well, aren't you going to do the laugh?
Ow!
There you go. Yeah. Behind the Candelabra won Best Miniseries or Movie, because they can't decide which it was. And Michael Douglas's turn as the camp and complex Liberace won the Best Actor in a Miniseries or Movie prize. The Big Bang Theory, about a group of nerdy scientists, was an early winner on the night with co-stars Kelly Quo. Oh, all these guys, I'm very close personal friends. Well, not really. Simon Hedberg, Helberg, I mean, and...
yeah, he's still friends with him. You got his name wrong.
Helberg. Winning Best Supporting Actor Award. Way to do it, Simon. Hey, all right. The Big Bang Theory, in its sixth season, beat Lewis, New Girl, Veep, The Middle, and Parks and Recreation. Game of Thrones, a medieval fantasy war epic, and Breaking Bad, about a chemistry teacher with a fart problem.
Give me that. I got a chemistry teacher.
Give me that back.
Give me that. No, I'll do it. Got a chemistry teacher. Had a problem.
Let's take a break, okay?
Yup.
Now, let's take a break. We've carved that up. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Jim Carrey's career has been, quote, kicked in the shins, according to the movie reviewer here at Yahoo. Well, I bet you that's worrying him. Anyway, Dumb and Dumber has been pulled off of the assembly line, and we'll find out why. When we come back, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
I get to
the
do it.
Phil Henry
go,
Show.
Man.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
What's the problem?
Well, I've got to get Bobby Dooley into the studio. We've got to do another Bobby Dooley podcast, and we are going to do another Bobby Dooley podcast. Don't correct me, okay? I know I said Bobby Gooley, all right?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing she's going to get pissed about.
Well, if she's getting pissed at me mispronouncing her name.
Well, it is Bobby.
Yeah, I know it's Bobby. So I said Bobby Gooley. I'm sorry, Bobby. I didn't mean to say that. I said Bobby Dooley. She needs to get into the studio. We got to do another one of the Bobby Dooley podcasts that have gone over so well. I mean, they've been so, so popular, but they've got to get booked, and they've got, you know, there's all kinds of stuff to do. We got the new show that's relaunching, and I've got, you know, places that I want to go and lay on my ass and do nothing. No, I just think that after 6 years, well, almost 6 years of doing a show without really any phone calls, just making them all, just making the show up as I go for 3 hours a night, I think that that's above and beyond. I don't know if any, has there been anybody else?
Did anybody else do what?
Has there been anybody else that at least for three of those 6 years has done a radio show without any technical support whatsoever in terms of, you know, phone calls, that in other words is just monologued a talk show 3 hours a night? Anybody?
Well, I think if you talk about Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
I'm sorry, Rush Limbaugh. If you talk about, I think he does, Phil.
No, even he takes phone calls.
Well, not that many.
No, not that many, but even he takes them.
Yeah, but you said you didn't want to do no typical show.
Well, that's true, but by the same token, if you're not going to do a typical show and you're not taking phone calls, you're not going to do 3 hours a night. Well, anyway... that's why we want you guys to be listening for the upcoming relaunch of the Phil Henry Show, because it's going to be all kinds of fun, and we're going to re-implement a lot of the things that we have been missing over the years here in our radio show. Now, a couple of things we want to do here tonight. One of them is get into the legal file with our very dear, close, personal friend Harvey Wireman. It's the guy that we have not had on the show in quite some time for any variety of reasons. One of them is that Harvey is a busy guy, Harvey, even though you are a man who is trying to enjoy his retirement, and I know you're home with the family tonight, you are still in demand. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing good, Phil, and thank you for that very kind introduction.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 81. Just turned 81.
So when's your birthday?
January 4th.
Well, you didn't just turn 81. It was,
January. What month is this? This is,
June.
Yeah, it's June. I know it's June. I just wondered how close it was. See, there's a lot of things, you know, I'm very busy. I do pro bono work on behalf of the ACLU. I'm in and out of every kind of legal I've got people calling me on cases, you know. And then I got to do this with you, and it's not that I resent it, but there's very little time, you know, in the day to prepare. Now, I have this story here from the Cheeky.
How's it spelled?
C-H-I-C-A-G-O. Chicago. Cheeky Cago.
Chicago.
Oh, God, you're right.
Now, is this the glasses again, or...
No, it's not the glasses again, Phil. I've got glasses. The problem is that the writing these days is...
Well, you just spelled the word Chicago. I knew it was Chicago.
Yeah, you knew it was Chicago. Maybe he knew it was Chicago. She knew it was Chicago. And there might be a whole city of people in Chicago who know it's Chicago. But guess what? I didn't. So, you know, I'm looking and I'm reading and things...
Are you, if, I don't mean to be, are you, can you see things?
I can see things fine, but the problem is the glasses, we got that solved when my granddaughter, would you turn that down, please, Jerry? Whatever that garbage is you got on TV, huh? The who? Big Bang. Get a load of him, the Big Bang. I'll bet you are.
No, that's a show that was actually is very popular.
It's what's it called, the Big Bang?
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. Don't you watching, okay. No, the problem, Phil, with the glasses is that my granddaughter, once we got rid of those, Chucko, the clown glasses that she got over at the Clownland, I forget where she got them. We got rid of those. We threw those out. Then she went back to this Clownland or whatever it's called, Disneyland, and she got more of them. So we have been in an ongoing struggle with my granddaughter, who's only six, and she brings into this house the big clown glasses.
Well, why are these always making their way into your office?
When I ask her to get me glasses, isn't that right, honey? No, Grandpa's not yelling at you, dear. See, she's here right now, and she thinks I'm breaking her castanets. No, I'm not, baby. No, Grandpa's not breaking your castanets. Get a load of her, will you? That's my granddaughter. Hey, Marcy, why don't you take your kid out of here, will you? That's my daughter. So.
All right, do you have your glasses?
Yeah, I've got my glasses now. But again, you know, I keep needing a new prescription. In the Chicago, what did you call it?
Chicago, man. You know where that is.
Yes, I know where it is. I don't know is that what I'm reading about?
Yes.
In the Chicago Sunti. Chicago Sun-Times.
Chicago Sun-Times.
The Chicago Sun-Times. You're right, Phil. Okay. Now, listen to this. Arrested 396 times. Woman knows how to work the system. This is what drives people nuts. And this is what I want to read here tonight on my legal brief.
On a sweltering day.
Yeah, on a sweltering day last summer, traffic came to a standstill on a boostling streak of Brian Marara.
On a bustling stretch of Bryn Mawr.
Well, what in the hell is... Why is it spelled B? There's no vowels in this word.
Bryn Mawr. I don't know. It's Irish or Scottish or something.
On a bustling stretch of Bryn Mawr Avenue in Edgewater.
Edgewater.
Edgewater. Emergency Crewa. Emergency Crewa, Sirene, Wailed, and Chicago.
And emergency crew sirens wailed and Chicago.
Okay, yeah. Chicago Polica Officer.
Police officer.
Hey, Phil, what is it with you, huh?
You're not reading it, man. I don't know what the problem is, whether you got problems with your glasses or what it is.
All right, so I'm trying to get it right here. You got to understand something, okay? I've been working all day.
All right, but you're having trouble with words like police officer.
Just don't break my castanets, like my granddaughter says. Police officer Tom Rollo hurried to the scene.
Hurried to the scene.
The crackling voice of rural radio Well, I'll never get to this story. I want to talk about this. It's a very interesting legal brief.
Well, you won't be able to get to it, man, while you're reading it like that, you know?
Like what?
Traffico Rulo and Polica Officer.
Police officer, what a tard.
All right. We'll be right back. I'll read the story and I'll get Harvey's opinion of it. How about that?
That's the way to do it instead of having that moron read it.
Will you call him a moron?
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Which one of you babbling idiots called me a moron? Because I heard it as I was going into the camp.
Phil Henry.
You're a riot.
Just remember, folks, just want to let you know, because this is the season we're living in now. If you find something that you don't like, that you think is just terrible and just a horrifying thing, you go right ahead and break the law and go ahead and spread all that stuff to every corner of the earth. It's fine, because you'll get some stupid bunch of Americans that will say, oh, my goodness, what a courageous person you are.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
You said you weren't going to do no politics.
I can't stand it. I can't keep quiet any longer. This is driving me out of my mind. I've never seen... Well, this country's engaged in stupidity. I mean, this country's had some really dumb conversations with itself, but this one breaks all records. So if you want to... If you just get it in your little head, like whoever, if you get it in your brain that something really bad's happening, you just better go ahead and break the law. Go ahead, man. I mean, it's cool. You're going to have all kinds of people loving your ass. Why? Well, because Obama's not popular. Or wait a minute, Bush wasn't popular. Or wait a minute, Clinton wasn't popular. Well, somebody's not going to be popular. Somebody's going to love your ass. God.
Who's Booz Allen?
What do you mean, Booz Allen?
Well, that's the former Booz Allen Hamilton vice president.
I guess that's the name of a company or something. Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah, you got to be informed, though.
I'm informed. Let's get Harvey Wireman back on here. What do you think, Harvey?
What do I think about what you just said?
Yeah.
Well, I think that you're barking up the wrong tree. You're not barking. I'm an attorney, so I can't advise that you break the law, but I will tell you that if you break the law, there should be legal counsel available to you after you've broken the law, even if you can't afford it. And probably perhaps a press agent or someone who a press relations person.
So in other words, not only do you break the law and you do it in a manner that is that's quite arrogant and dangerous for the possible safety of the country, which means Americans, you get yourself a press officer.
You can say all you want, but this guy Snowden, he's got a lot of people who are interested in, I don't know, he's interested in talking to him.
Yeah, he's another dumbass like that Manning that just decided, you know, they need a little bit of love from the world, so they're going to start spreading all this stuff. Who knows? I'm supposed to trust him? The people tell me don't trust the government. Okay, I won't trust the government. Now who are you asking me to trust? This guy? Forget it. You want me to trust Bradley Manning? Ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, Phil, the government.
Yeah, the government this, the government that. I'm sure the government's just terrible. Gosh, if we didn't have the government, we'd all make way better decisions. This country would be doing fantastic. I got news for you. The minute we didn't have the government, as bad as this one is, I'd get the hell out of here so fast, because it would turn into Road Warrior so fast. I don't see too many bright people on the horizon doing things better.
Well, all right, so you made your little speech, but the fact is this guy is a darling of the media, and he will remain so. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But I think that what he's done is important, and yet at the same time, I think he should be burned alive.
What does that mean, Harvey?
It means I'm hedging my bets a little bit in case. So are we going to get back to this Officer Rulo?
The story is arrested 396 times. The woman knows how to work the system. On a sweltering hot day, traffic came to a standstill on a bustling stretch of Bryn Mawr in Edgewater. This is in Chicago. Emergency crew sirens wailing. The crackling voice of Roland's radio reported a woman foaming at the mouth and lying in the middle of the street. Roland approached and instantly recognized her. She looked up at me and says, Officer Roland, I love you, recalled the now-retired cop who spent 17 years on foot patrol in Edgewater. She got up, and all of a sudden, she's okay. Roland recognized Shermaine Miles because he's seen her more times than he can count, drunk, half-naked, cursing, and on one occasion, lunging at another woman with a dinner fork. Since 1978, Chicago police alone have arrested Miles 396 times, mostly on the north side, under at least 83 different aliases. Those arrests include 92 for theft, 65 for disorderly conduct, 59 for prostitution-related crimes, and 5 for robbery or attempted robbery. So this is a lady, Harvey, that has been running afoul of the law and the police for a long, long time. And some people think that, you know, we do have three strikes, and I'm not saying that this lady should be in prison for the rest of her life, but shouldn't the sentences somehow increase? Isn't she taking away from the city and from public services vital personnel and hence wasting money?
Yeah, you know, I knew you were going to say that, and I think that's the talk radio angle to take.
No, I'm not taking a talk radio. I'm taking an angle that I thought maybe you would be conversing with.
I can converse with anything, you know. But, you know, I drove in here to my office tonight to talk to you, and I knew I was going to talk about this lady, and I knew that you would say something about it being a waste of resources. But I think,
Why did you say that?
Well, because you're doing a talk radio show, and that's what the talk that's what the talk to.
That's what the talk hosts.
Yeah, that's what the talk hosts are gonna do. I heard three guys on the radio say, "Isn't she terrible, taking the resources?"
Well, I didn't hear them.
All right, but I'm just telling you, you guys all think alike. See, here's what I would say about this woman. First of all, I would say that she is obviously batty as hell. So why she's not being, looked at up at a nut house someplace, I don't know, because she sounds to me like she's nuts. And arresting someone that's nuts doesn't work. And I know this because I was married for almost 50 years to a woman that I loved very much but was out of her mind. And they arrested her. My wife, Cloris, was arrested, I don't know, could have been 25 different times. For lunging at me with a salad fork,
and lunging at you—that's exactly what this lady did.
Yeah, that's right. Rang a bell when I heard that she was lunging at people. And my wife lunged at me with salad forks all the time. And
so your wife was violent toward you.
Well, yeah, but I mean, she never came close. I could see that she was about to make her move, and I would make mine. And it was always that was our marriage. It was, you make your move, I'll make mine. And she didn't. That didn't sit well with her. She thought that was a challenge. She thought I'd thrown the gauntlet down. And
yeah, but your wife was crazy, man. I mean, how do you live with that?
Well, but she wasn't crazy all the time. She was crazy when she was crazy. Most of the time, she was fine. But I'd see her go for the fork, and then I'd say, "Make your move." Did you ever see that movie,
Taxi Driver?
Yeah, Phil.
Phil, you don't have to be sarcastic.
Yeah, I just noticed you're like, "Taxi Driver." Yeah, Taxi Driver.
Okay, I mean, what a... Tiki Dravi?
That's what I thought it was called. But did you ever see it?
Yeah.
Okay, remember when Robert De Niro was standing in front of the mirror and he goes, "Make your move, make a move." Well, that's my wife. That's what she was... She'd look, just, you know, I'm standing here. I'm here. I'm right here. Make your move. And
was she was violent in a very frightening way?
No, it wasn't frightening because I knew it was Cloris. I knew what she was about. I knew everything about her. I knew where she slept. I knew what she ate. You know, you got to get your enemy. You've got to know better than you. You know,
this is you're talking about your enemy. She's your wife. You're talking about her. Make your move. It sounds to me like you were living in a house, almost like that movie Hell in the Pacific. You know, with Lee Marvin and.
Yeah, Toshiro Mifune, I know that movie.
Yeah, well, there's a guy, there's an American and a Japanese guy in the same island.
Yeah, that's kind of what my marriage was like. I was being married to Cloris was like I was married to Toshiro Mifune, and I was Lee Marvin, and we were, you know, occasionally we'd say, "All right, let's sit down and break bread," and then later, just like in the movie, we'd have sex.
They didn't have sex in the movie Hell in the Pacific.
Who's that?
It's Margaret Harvey. What are you talking about?
yeah, all right, I'm sorry. I forgive me.
They did not. They did not have sex. Lee Marvin and Toshiro Mifune didn't have sex in Hell in the Pacific.
All right, well, but we did. And my marriage to my wife was, I can assure you, hell overlooking the Pacific. So the...
Where were you guys living at the time?
Well, three guesses and the first two don't count.
On the Pacific Ocean?
Bingo. Now,
I mean, what town were you living in?
What? I don't know what town it was. What do you mean, what town?
Where were you living, man? You're living on the beach.
Yes, we're living on the beach. And did the microphone go?
Oh, I just heard the microphone go up.
We were living on the beach, yes.
Living on the beach?
Yes.
And so, which one were you living on?
The beach? Which beach, you mean?
Yes, which beach?
I think it was, I'm sorry, I thought it was Cambria or something like that.
Well, that's not L.A., is it?
Well, where's that?
Harvey, Cambria is up on the Central Coast.
Well, then that's not where we were living then. We were living in L.A., in the city of Los Angeles, and there was an ocean. Now, is there anything more I can help you with?
All right, that's it. That's fine. All right, so in any event, so there you were. Now, I don't know where we are with this story.
Well, you're talking about the number of times that a woman is arrested. You said to put her in a nut bin.
Yeah, because I was talking about Cloris. Now, eventually, my wife was remanded to the custody of the county of the city of she was remanded to the custody of the city of the county of the state of
Los Angeles.
Well, Los Angeles isn't a state.
Okay, the city and the county
of California. Well, that's the state. Yeah, Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay.
And she was remanded for 72 hours for observation, and they literally, when they do that, I don't know if you know this or not, Phil, but they look through a little square window in a door for 72 hours. They stare at you. And when I found out about that, I told the kid that was on duty in the middle of the night, I said, "You're looking at my wife?" And he said, "Yes, Mr. Wireman, I have to. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know what got over me, but I hit him as hard as I could, and then I ran for my car." And
you got to be kidding me. It sounds to me like the two of you were crazy.
You hold on for a minute.
Harvey, you committed assault.
Yes, I know I committed assault. The guy's staring at my wife through a square window in a door.
That's what he's supposed to do. It's 72-hour observation.
Yeah, while she's taking a you-know-what? Is that what he's supposed to be staring there and just licking his lips while she's squatting over a bowl? God! So that made me, and I came in and I said, who did it? And they're all looking at each other. I could tell they didn't want to, and they finally pointed to some scrawny punk, and I walked over to him, and I'm telling you, as hard as I could, I nailed him right on the chin. He went down like a sack of crap. I turned and sprinted directly I was driving a Studebaker at the time, and I left it running in the lot. I sprinted and I dove in, and I remember I kept saying, "Go, go, go, go," and there wasn't anybody other than me.
What an idiot. Are you kidding me?
Who said that?
Me, Bud Dickman.
You're the idiot.
Well, wait a minute. You ran for your car and dove in.
Yeah, and I said, "Go, go, go."
And there was nobody. You came alone.
Yes, then I realized I'd come alone. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I got into the driver's side of that car and floored it, even though I was staring down at my shoes. I wasn't even I floored it. And I got out of the lot, I got onto the street, I did this big Brody screeching burning rubber deal, and I got out, and I didn't hit a thing. But I can tell you, that was a frightening, frightening moment.
Well, I will say that you sound like you're mentally ill. Your wife, God rest her soul, was mentally ill.
No, I'm not mentally ill now. I was when I lived with her.
Well, you know.
No, not well, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, because the stuff you're describing here, hitting a guy, I mean, all kinds of weird stuff, getting crazy about some guy, the square window in the door, I don't know.
Well, I'm just telling you, I've got experience with these nuts, and you don't arrest a woman 396 times. You put her into a nut hatch, observe her, make sure you don't get some punk kid that wants to watch her go into the bathroom, because that's, I'll kill you, And then you decide what you want to do with her.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks a lot, Harvey.
Oh, I get it. So you think...
He's slowly losing it. I don't know how much longer you want to have him on the show.
I worry about him, I got to tell you. All right, we'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
I don't know.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Get Dr. Sadler, will you? Oh, man, every time he talks to Dr. Sadler...
We'll be right back.
Sorry. Oh, hi. Welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Harvey Wireman on the line with us. We've gotten rid of her. Excuse me. I was just reading some mail. I apologize. I've got a new email address, and I want to give you my email address so that if you want to talk to me by way of email, you can email me. But I suddenly forgot what it is.
Ain't it Phil or something?
Well, it's Phil. I think it's Phil at philhenryshow.com, right?
Yeah, I think it is, Mr. Henry. I can send an email to it and then find out if I get it. And if I do get it, then I will send myself an email.
You're going to do what?
No, Robert. Send an email to philhenryshow.com from your own account.
Yeah.
Then log on to your account to see if it came back to you, right?
No, that's not right at all. You want to know if the account works. You got to have somebody at philhenryshow.com where the account is receiving mail. You send it an email, and then the guy that's there...
What?
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I'll do it. You need to have...
No. Look, everybody is getting... You're flipping me out here, okay? You got to have... What is it, bud?
I got Dr. Sadler on the line. He says he's got a limited amount of time because he's got a patient that looks like he's going to run into traffic, so...
Oh, well, isn't that nice? Hold on. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil. A patient that's going to run into traffic. That's fantastic. Dr. Sadler, we had Harvey Wyman on the line here, and he was talking about punching out some guy. His wife was nuts.
Yeah.
And we were talking about some woman that had been arrested 396 times.
Right. So what do you...
Well, what do you want him to do?
I'm sorry, Doc. To get Harvey back?
Hey, Harvey, are you there? Are you there, though? I mean, okay, so you're there. I know I'm talking to you, but are you there?
He's there, bud. You're talking to him.
Yes, how many times I got to tell you, Jesus?
All right, we're on the air, Harvey.
What's that?
We're on the air, and we got Dr. Jim Sadler.
Oh, not that guy. Yeah, that guy. And I'll tell you something, Harvey. I was called out of the meeting. You were called out of a meeting. Well, can someone call you back into it? Because, Sadler, look, I don't bear you any malice. I don't bear any grudge. But, Sadler, your name comes to me. I know that we've had our run-ins, Harvey, but Phil says to me that you've been guilty of assault. Is that correct?
Yeah, when I was married to my years ago, when they brought Cloris in, And they had her sitting on a toilet taking pictures of her.
No. You know that isn't true. That's not what happened. The young man that was observing her, because I know the case very well, Phil.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the case.
He's familiar with the case, Phil. He's got all the case files. I'll bet you break those out late at night, look at them, and get all you.
You know what? If I was sitting next to you, even though you're much older than me, oh, man, what I wouldn't give.
What's that?
What I wouldn't give.
Yeah, I'll bet you'd give a lot. And it wouldn't have anything to do with throwing a punch either. Listen, I'm an ex-Marine. You understand what that is, don't you?
Yeah, I understand that a lot of you guys that were in the military service identify with it.
No, I wasn't just in military service, Sadler. I was in the United States Marine Corps.
So?
Don't give me a reason, Sadler. Don't give me a reason to demonstrate why a Marine... and his rifle are the most dangerous weapon on Earth.
What did you want me to do, Phil?
All right, well, just stop already, Harvey. I want to ask Dr. Sadler why these violent spells that you had when you were married to your wife, the fact that she was saying things to you like, make your move, did that have anything to do with, has it lent to you having a more confused later life? I mean, you have an inability to read things. I'm just wondering if that had any impact.
Phil, first of all...
Wait. Well, don't talk about me like I'm not here. I can tell you that it had no impact at all. I got along very well with my wife, except for those times when she started to get on my nerves, and then it was her against me. We went eyeball to eyeball, no question. And Cloris would look at me, and she'd say the very words that Robert Bonanno said.
You talk about Robert De Niro?
What did I just hear? It sounded like the wind going through some weeds.
That is me, sir. This is Jim Sadler. I'd say, are you talking about Robert De Niro?
Robert who?
Robert De Niro. You said Robert Bonanno.
Robert Bonanno might be a member of the Bonanno family. Joe Bananas.
Don't talk about Joe Bananas. I knew Joe Bananas. And you weren't any Joe Bananas, I'll tell you that.
I don't want to be. I'm talking about Rob. Go to hell.
Get a load of the... Did he hang up?
Yeah, he did.
What a baby. I'll tell you something, Sadler. If you're listening, what a fairy. That's exactly what you sounded like. Go to hell.
You were baiting him, Harvey, and it wasn't fair because he had a very limited amount of time. He's got a patient that he said was going to run into traffic.
Well, I hope you follow him into traffic, Sadler. If you're out there, Sadler, I hope you follow the patient that's going to go into traffic. Make sure you run after him and catch him there in traffic. God almighty, that took a pair on him to hang up on me. Yeah, go to hell. You know, Phil, the...
877-876-PHIL. That's it. Thank you very much, Harvey. We're done. Next hour, new topic, new everything, man. New me.
It's a brand new me and a brand new... Do you remember that song by Dusty Springfield?
No, I do not. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
It's a brand new me. I got a brand new friend.
Shut up!
Don't ever tell me to shut up and think that you're going to make it to bedtime.
Phil Henry.